Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Khloe Kardashian's ex, Tristan Thompson, will sit out 25 games by the NBA for cheating, but this time on the court. But before we get into that, I have to settle some beef with Kristen.
Oh, bring it.
Because I got no sleep last night because of the nightmares that plagued me. After watching a show that you recommended.
Did you watch American Nightmare?
I watched American Nightmare.
Don't tell me anything. It's on my list now.
Were you not incensed?
So here's the thing. I do not like true crime. For me, I have very high levels of anxiety. I don't like to listen to things that could happen because then my mind will turn those into scenarios that could happen to me. But I also do feel kind of weird about using the worst days of somebody's life as entertainment. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like a true crime podcast always has felt a little bit icky to me.
That's why I have the rule. I only do it if the family's involved.
Gotcha.
They are sharing their story and the family is involved. It's the reason why I didn't watch the Dahmer series, which was critically acclaimed, but because the families weren't involved with it, then that's the line for me anyway.
That made you feel better?
Yeah.
So I turned it on because I was like, Kristen was talking about this during the break. So I'm like, let me see what it's all about because we have very similar tastes in TV shows. We both love that Apple Plus TV show, The Buccaneers. And so I'm like, good. This has to be good. So I click on it. It's on Netflix and I am hooked from the beginning because the whole case is sort of like, they compared it to Gone Girl. They thought that this woman was playing the victim, but never really was. And just the whole story is a complete roller coaster. I mean, it's literally an American Nightmare where the police think that these people are pulling off a hoax, and that's not the case.
I made the observation a couple of days ago because you were in here talking about this show a couple of days ago. So I'm like, I am going to watch this tonight, and realized when I put it on that I am incapable of starting a new show until the series that I am watching is over. So I think that happens tonight for me with This Is Us. I think Kate's about to die.
Okay.
And when she does, then I can move on. Cool. I think that's the last episode. Then I can move on.
All right. Good stuff.
Yeah. Once you start it, you in that thing. I don't see how you could start that and not finish it like immediately.
Yes.
That was my thing. So, because American Nightmare is just a three-part docuseries. So you got three like one-hour episodes. And I had no intention of watching all three. But once I started, it's like, I could not wait till the next episode to figure out like what was going to happen because it's so, the story is so bananas, but it's the way they executed the documentary. Mm-hmm. You're like, no, he did it. No, she did it. No, what?
And it's real life.
It's real life.
You know what's going on, but you really have no idea. It's so many twists and turns. You might as well just black out 3 hours of your life if you're going to start it.
It's so compelling. I started it before bed last night. That was a mistake. And then I finished it right before I went to sleep. So my nightmares were very vivid. I'm terrified.
No swim goggles for you?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
You don't want to know. All right, back to Tristan Thompson. So the NBA announced yesterday that Tristan has received a 25-game suspension for violating their anti-drug program. He tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs. So glad to know that this is where the NBA draws the line in terms of cheating.
So let me ask you guys this question. Is this statement true for you? If a man or a woman is cheating in their marriage, then they will cheat in other areas of their life also.
Ooh.
No.
So the way you do one thing is the way you do everything, I guess is a cliche.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No?
I do believe that.
I think a little bit too.
I do think the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. And that's not like across the board. Like if you mess up or if you're slacking in one area, that means the rest of your life is in shambles. But I do notice when I have healthy habits in every area of my life, whether it's like having good sleep discipline or good food discipline, like that will follow me into other areas of my life. It's like a snowball effect. So I think it's fair to say that something could be a little
I feel like if you're satisfied in your work life, wherever you're satisfied, then that wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people compartmentalize really well. Like I know people who are very loyal in their work situation or their friends and family, but for whatever reason, that just doesn't carry over into their marriage, but they easily separate the three.
So you can have compartmentalized integrity.
Yes. I actually think you can, and I know people who have it.
I'll say that. Also, some
rank
people
them.
cheat.
Rank them all publicly right now.
No, sir.
Also, some people cheat because they have a condition like narcissism, and that, you know, they just have no empathy for others. So I think it could bleed into a lot of areas.
Yeah, and I also think like the type of person you are, like your personality can lend you to be incredible at work, but also can lend you to be a horrible partner.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
So it's just one of those dynamics
for sure.
Well.
All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
Look, if you're going to brainwash anybody, make sure it's your kid before their brain is too big to know what you're doing.
This is so pathetic. What I'm about to share might be the most pathetic thing I have ever done.
That's saying a lot for Krista.
It is.
All right. That's next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.